My name is Anna Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and welcome to this mini bite episode of the Animal Intuitive Show. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a professional animal communicator, certified animal massage and acupressure practitioner, and essential oils educator. And I host a longer length show called the Animal Intuitive Show, but this is a series that I'm doing with some shorter clips talking about what animal communication is and just sort of the life of an animal communicator. Please do me a favor and like, subscribe, and share, and ring the bell so you can be notified about future episodes of the Animal Intuitive Show. So today I'm going to talk about five reasons that animal communication can benefit you and your pets. Animal communication is the ability to understand what an animal is thinking and feeling, and also to be able to convey information to an animal. So many times people will come to me with an animal that is displaying some kind of change in behavior or behavioral problem. I'm not a veterinarian and I don't diagnose or treat illness. So when people come to me, they've ruled out any sort of medical issue. So I'm going to give you an example of a client who I had recently. This dog's name was Beast, and this was a toy poodle who is 3 years old, and Beast was acting a little bit mopey. There was nothing wrong with Beast physically, but he was just acting a little different. So his family contacted me to talk to him, and when I spoke to Beast, he showed me the image of a ball, and I got also a feeling of sadness associated with this ball. So why would that be? Why would you have a feeling of sadness associated with something a dog usually loves to play with? So I mentioned this to the family, and they indicated that when I described the ball, which had a particular sort of design on it, a stripe going around it, that was a little bit unique, they were able to identify that ball and say, you know what, we haven't really thought about it, but we haven't seen that ball in a very long time. And you know what? Beast did seem to play with that ball more than other balls now that we are thinking about it. There was just something about this ball. And when I asked him more about it, he said there was something about its texture. It had sort of a rougher texture to it. So I let the family know this. And of course, they said, that's actually really easy. We can resolve this by just going to the pet store. We know exactly where we got that ball. We can buy him a new one. So that was an easy one. But sometimes issues can be a little bit more difficult. For example, physical problems. So this would be a second reason why animal communication can benefit you and your pet. Now, as I mentioned, I'm not a veterinarian. I do not diagnose or treat illness. But if any sort of medical issue has been ruled out and people contact me about a problem that their animal's having, I can go in and find out from the animal what they are feeling, what they're experiencing. So examples might be cats that are urinating outside of the litter box, but they don't have the standard issues that might be associated with that. For instance, a UTI. So I will go in and find out what the animal is experiencing, what that cat has going on that might be bothering them. So in that case, it might not even actually be a physical problem, but people are worried thinking it is a physical problem and they can't figure out what it is. I have had cats that just don't like a change in their environment. For instance, I had a client once whose cat was urinating outside the litter box. And when I asked the cat what was going on, they explained to me that the family had actually moved the litter box to a different corner of the bathroom and it was kind of a tight space and they didn't like that. So I mentioned that to the family and they were willing to do whatever it took. They were able to put the litter box in a place maybe they didn't aesthetically like it so much, but it ended up actually solving the problem. But there can be physical problems going on with an animal. As an animal communicator, I can go in and ask an animal what they're feeling in their body. And so animal communication, as I mentioned, can be something that you can see visually in your mind. You might have almost like sentences that come across to you. But another way is that you can feel what an animal is feeling in your body. So perhaps a wrist is bothering a dog and I can feel that in my wrist. A third way animal communication can benefit your pets is if there's a transition going on or a change going on. So for instance, you've relocated or you have someone new living in the home or someone has left the home that the animal cared a lot about. Or maybe you're working from home a lot now or the whole family is at home and this is unusual for your animal. Or you're going back to work after people were home for an extended period of time. Animal communication can help to explain to an animal what's going on and also find out from them what would help them to feel better in that situation. A fourth way that animal communication can benefit you and your pet is if they go missing. So unfortunately, this does happen, and it's one of the scariest things that can happen for a pet parent. Animal communication can benefit by tuning into the animal and trying to see what they are seeing to help their parents go and find them. For instance, automobiles that might be around them, houses, signs, bodies of water, things like that. We can go in and ask the animal what they're seeing, what they're smelling, what it feels like, what the ground feels like underneath them. And also, there's just something about the energetic connection. It's a little bit hard to explain, but animal communication is energy. And sometimes when people's pets are missing, it can be very hard to ground themselves. And this is understandable because you're worried, you're scared, fearful, upset. But animal communication can help, because when I speak with a pet parent, I can help guide them through getting a little bit more grounded. This helps the animals tremendously. Animals are energetic beings, and they feel and sense our energy. So for the most part, animal communication is more so us understanding what they're feeling and what they're thinking, because often animals already know what we're feeling and what we're thinking. They're picking up on a lot more than people suspect sometimes. You would be surprised. So when an animal goes missing, I'm helping to create a situation where the pet parent can understand how to get in a more grounded state. And this often sort of just opens a door, and this helps the animal be able to return home. As I said, sometimes it's hard to explain why that is, except for the fact that I've sort of boiled it down to it's just energy. It gets sort of blocked. And when we help to clear that and we help to create a more grounded and calm energy, animals will often be able to return home. And a fifth way that animal communication can benefit your animals is just simply by increasing the human-animal connection. Similar to humans, when you get to know somebody on a deeper level and you spend time like investing in them in conversation and energetically, it just deepens that connection. It helps to increase understanding. And what I find is that it can actually help to prevent future problems from cropping up, because they're bringing up things that right now maybe aren't huge issues. And maybe you're not seeing the problem right now, but if we connect on a deeper level before things become an issue, just like with us humans, it can prevent problems from getting bigger. And also just this plain and simple fact that it feels great to be able to connect with our animals on a deeper level. These are just five ways that animal communication can benefit you and your pet. There's many different ways. Feel free to reach out to me at ann@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com and check out my website at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thank you so much for watching this special mini episode of the Animal Intuitive Show. God bless.
Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. I like my ears rubbed, I like my paws rubbed. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. My belly.